Okay, welcome back, guys. Welcome back to the basement. Back again for another week. This time, oh yeah, Aaliyah is unfortunately under the weather, so she will not be joining us today. But I'm here with the rest of the crew. If someone wants to go ahead and introduce yourselves, I'm here with.
Hey, it's Valerie.
Hey, it's Delina.
Hey, it's Bree.
Hey, it's Michael.
Hey, it's Liz.
Hi, it's Cecilia.
And your girl T. So today we're starting off with, I guess, two fun games, a little would you rather, a little unpopular opinion. So I'll just read off the options and let's discuss. So first is, would you rather wear Nike or Adidas for like the rest of your life? Which one?
What order are we going in? Does anyone just hop in?
Just whoever wants to go first, go.
I would wear, I think, Nike, because I can't live without my white Air Forces. Those, just anything, it's just, mwah, yeah.
Okay. I saw Michael's hand go up.
Yeah, definitely Nike. Like, I've worn Nike since I was like 4, so I can't live without the matter of Nike. So yeah, definitely Nike.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, Nike just has such a good variety of shoes and clothes. Like, Adidas shoes are not it for me. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, even Yeezy's like, They're okay. Like, there's some where I'm like, okay, yeah, those are cute. But I couldn't just wear it for the rest of my life.
That's true.
I feel like I agree. Like, I'm more Nike. Although I do have, like, a good amount of Adidas in my closet right now.
But wait, was it Nike or Jordan's?
Nike.
But
wait, Jordan is under.
I know you're
Yeah.
That's why I had to hide my faces.
I was about to explain stuff.
Yeah.
It's real. Jordans are like the Jordan ones go with anything, or like the Force. Thank you for.
It's just versatile altogether. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait, Cecilia, what did you say?
I see Nike, like, easily. I feel like Adidas, I never see Adidas anymore. Like, maybe earlier in the 2010, like, 2010, maybe you saw more Adidas, but I feel like Nike is just everywhere now.
Yeah, especially the White Air Forces. Come on now. Everybody has that. Michael, go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, even, like, Kanye West, like, himself was saying that, like, you can't live without, like, his pair of Jordans, you see? I feel like, not like this is pretty like stereotypical, but like every black man has like his pair of like kicks, you know what I'm saying? Like his pair of Nikes, and they're never Adidas, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not it, like it's not the wave. But like, I don't know, like I kind of consider myself like a sneakerhead, like I have like a lot of shoes, and they're predominantly literally just Nikes and like Jordans and stuff. But I feel like, yeah, like Adidas just isn't it, like they don't have a lot of like decent like shoes besides like Yeezys and stuff, but yeah.
Like, the tracksuit bangs, the Adidas tracksuit.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing
that I've lie. Got. Don't lie. They don't.
I got these. You know the Adidas tracksuit bangs with the stripes on the side. You know, the it goes ball. In.
Yeah.
But then you have the bangs pros. Like 2016. I don't know. I just feel like it's.
But then you're saying, okay, wait. So you're saying you'd rather the Adidas tracksuit over a Nike Tech Fleece tracksuit?
Yeah, like I feel like the
Fleece
was hot back then, back in the day.
No, they.
So you wouldn't want a Tech Fleece?
I don't really like the Tech Fleece. I'm not gonna lie. I've never like looked at them like, holy, I need to touch. I mostly just like their sneakers. Like, I love Nike sneakers. I could never leave them alone.
Okay, so we'll go into the next would you rather question, which is, would you rather listen to music from before 2000 or 2000 and onward? I'm gonna start. I think before 2000, to be honest with you, I feel like majority of my playlists include like music from like not even the 90s, but like the 70s and stuff like that. So like I feel like I'm very, I don't know, have an older taste, I guess. What do you guys think?
No, like, I agree.
Cecilia agrees. Okay.
It's like,
I feel like, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I feel like after the 2000s, because I feel like the 2000s, like the 2000s themselves, like maybe like 2000 to like 2008, had a good variety of tracks. Like if I couldn't like just like throw away my like Usher 2000s tracks. Like that, you know what I mean?
Like I literally was like looking through like old school music, and I was saying like the ones that we think are from the 90s, they really aren't. Like they're from the 2000s, and they go in. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know, but like I still have like an old taste for music. Like I love like I love like that old R&B. I forgot all their names, but like I like that old R&B, but like I really messed with like the early 2000s. Their music went in. Yeah, like BET when you woke up in the morning, come on. They had the tracks.
Let me say like a little 1-2-3 fan, but if you take it in, like you're excluding Michael Jackson, Prince, what's the guy's, Martin, what's his name again? Oh my gosh,
Martin.
This guy's name, like you're Martin Gaye. Yeah, like all those people, like you're saying like, yo, like they don't matter, like they didn't bang. Like if you're taking like even like 2000s music, like earlier, like early Kanye, or even like Kanye right now, he draws inspirations from the 70s or like from the 80s. So like if you're gonna take in like, oh nah, like rather than like listen to like music from 2000 and onwards and not really take account for like music that was in the past, I feel like that's like not proper. I would definitely go with music from like before 2000, because it's like I feel it's more like versatile. Like they have, you know, Tupac, and then you have Michael, you know, and then you have Prince. I feel like it's more like I don't know the word for it, but it's just more variety.
I also feel like music after the 2000s, like I think you get the best of both worlds. I feel like once you get to those early 2000s, you kind of get. It's kind of transitioning, so you get those like 90s vibes, and mm-hmm. then you also get like, I guess, the music from this last decade that we hear a lot from. So,
but I'm like, it's because they're like sampling all the tracks from like exactly. before 2000, so it's like, yeah, can't even go wrong. It does. Okay, so let's move on to the next one. Would you rather lose your ability to read or the ability to speak?
Go ahead. Definitely my ability to read, because first of all, I don't read books. Let's be real. And the only thing I read is school related, and it's an easy way around that. You can just get your notes or whatever recorded, and you just listen to them, and that's it. So you're good to go. But if you can't speak, like it's done. Like there's nothing you can do. There's no one you can talk to. Like I mean, imagine.
So like if you can't speak, like can you like sign like American Sign Language, can you like, you know?
Or I feel like it's one of those like
can't voice your opinion at all. Like you can't.
You know, when it's like you can understand a language and read a language, but you can't speak it. It would mm-hmm. be bad. No.
No, girl.
Like maybe think of
at all. You can't talk. That is so irritating. I'll go. Like your facial expressions have to be on fleek. If you want to pay somebody, your face needs to be like dinosaur. Like you have to. Crazy. That's my who reads.
Yeah.
You guys are really ignoring it.
That's what I'm saying.
Road signs. Your street. You guys are really ignoring that. Like
the GPS. Yeah, right? The GPS.
How would you be like?
To read the GPS, man.
The GPS talks. It says turn right, turn left.
And then you can get what audiobooks for like your notes. You can still do school.
Oh, you don't even need to read nothing. Like it's just out of the question.
What about messages? Because you text people.
That's good one.
Can't you have your text like read out loud to you? Like, oh, so-and-so texted you. I mean, everyone's in your business now, but.
Or you could even call my phone, like.
I feel like if you can't read, you have to have a level of trust with the people around you. Because, like, say you're, like, going to a store and they're like, oh, this is, like, $500. And you're like, you can't read the sign to tell you otherwise. So you're just going to pay $500 for.
I feel like you can't see or, like, you deadass can't read anything. Like, if you see numbers, didn't you understand? Like, is it like you just can't read, like you stutter and like you don't understand nothing? Or like if something says rice and I look at it, it'll just be blubbered everywhere.
Yeah, you can't read rice. Like, you wouldn't be able to read the words.
Well, I can look at it and see that it's rice, so that's not a problem.
Okay, so all y'all losing your ability to read?
Nah, I'd probably say speak, because, you know, it could just be one of those things where you understand, like, the words, but, like, you could just have, like Google Translate, you could type it in, because you can read, you can type it in, and it says it for you, you know what I'm saying? But, like Liz said, you couldn't read texts, emails, like, social media, all that. You read all the time.
Yeah, I think I would lose speak, too. Yeah.
I would just type, well, I wouldn't be able to type, right?
Nah, if you couldn't read, you can't type. Because what are you writing?
Then maybe I would be like, say if like the whole Tory thing, if someone said, oh, did you hear about Tory or whatever? I'd be like, Google, what happened to Tory? And then Google would tell me. Reading canceled.
All right. So last would you rather question. Would you rather have one hairstyle for your whole life or be bald?
One hairstyle.
I think bald.
Okay.
Cause then but I like get bald hairstyle. So it's the same thing. Being bald is one hairstyle.
It's not, because there's no hair to style.
But then
so she's saying you can throw wigs on, right?
Yeah.
That's the loophole. I have
one kinky hairstyle. If I wanted to get, and you know they're making wigs out of everything, like you could get a wig braided up, everything. So I'm being bald still.
I honestly was thinking about this because I feel like for the majority of my life, I've been wearing the same hairstyle. So I'm like, I think I wouldn't be like too upset about it. Because I already be living it.
But you twist your hair and stuff. Like, you wouldn't be able to do that.
True.
You know what I mean? Like, it would literally just be your head. Like, no low bun. No sleek ponytail.
Everything your head top is different. Sometimes I'll see the big afro. You should be... Never mind. I was going to tell you to be Penny from the Proud Family. You look like her.
I did La Cienega last time.
Maybe.
All right, so I guess I'm going bald. Anyone else?
I say one hairstyle, because it's like, if it's a good hairstyle, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. You get bored of it, though? Like, this is like, you can't pack your hair up. You can't, like, if you pick a ponytail, it's a ponytail, like. It's like in those movies when they have that one hairstyle, that's all you get in.
Like in the cartoons.
Yeah, in the cartoons, like, that's all you get in.
You get one fit, and you're living with it. I'm done. Okay. So let's now move on to our unpopular opinions. The first one, pineapple on pizza. What do you guys think? I'm here for it. It's good.
It's good. It's literally good. I just ate it right now.
Because that's actually disgusting.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Anybody, have you tried it though?
Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't mix. Okay. The pizza's hot. The pineapple.
And then when you're eating it, you're getting pineapple juice like on your hot.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what pizza you're getting with pineapple juice on
it. No, I'm saying, because you're chewing up the pineapples. You're chewing up these pineapples that just don't go. Like, this does not go.
Reliable is that I like the accent of it. Like, say if, like, when you get Hawaiian pizza, like, I love bacon on my pizza. And the best bacon to get on pizza is with the pineapple. but I have to take off the pineapple because the juices kind of saturate throughout the pizza a little bit, and it get more moist and juicy, but I just don't like the thick up crunch of it.
You really thought about this, eh? Like, you have this down pat in detail.
I hate pineapple on pizza. Whenever someone says pineapple, I'm like,
why? I'm that person. Anytime you ask for my pizza suggestion, I'm like, barbecue base, pineapple, olives.
Also barbecue base.
Mm-mm. What? Y'all not with barbecue base?
You're definitely a Brampton man. I don't care. Nah. Barbecue base is not it. If you do, bam, no. Just keep it regular. Tomato, keep it
regular. Nah, barbecue base is definitely it.
You're a weird guy.
Someone ordered Alfredo pizza for me, and I'm like,
okay, that's different. No, I'll try the line of that.
No,
Alfredo. Who
What was the name of that pizza place that opened up at Laurier last year?
Gino's,
where they had every type of base. It was in like in the food court.
I don't remember
every single base you could ever.
Union Market. Like, I forget what it was called though.
It had new.
Their pizza
used to be everything.
They had everything. They had a chocolate pizza too.
That doesn't sound right.
That sounds really good. Wait, it didn't have cheese, right?
No, yeah, like a dessert.
Maybe like marshmallows and stuff.
That's wow. Bon appetit.
Is it the same crust?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's like pizza crust, but it's like chocolate, kind of like, instead of like cheese, it's chocolate.
That's literally just like people that put like Nutella on their toast. Same thing.
Yeah.
Good. I don't like chocolate though, so I don't think that'll sit well.
How don't you like chocolate?
I don't know. I just don't like it. Unless it has nuts and caramel in it, I'm not eating it. Like, oh, Henry goes crazy. So does a Ferrero Rocher. Twix?
Mm. Yeah, because I'm allergic to nuts. So it's like Twix is like.
Oh, sorry, man.
How about Mars bars?
That's tough.
What about Mars bars? Do you like those?
Yeah.
No.
Mars bars go crazy. I love them.
No, those are hard pass.
Mars bars, you should try it.
Deep fried Mars bars?
Yeah.
That sounds like it would hurt my stomach.
I'm not going to lie. It was stupid sweet. Like, it was a little too sweet. And I'm a sweet tooth, but I still ate it. It tastes good.
Deep
fried Oreos?
Ooh, those babe.
No.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
You didn't like it?
No.
Did you try deep fried chicken?
Some after, because you got me hungry.
Okay, we went hella off topic on that one. We started off at pizza, ended with sweet tooth candy. But next one, let's talk about, is Beyonce overrated?
No.
Yeah, no.
Definitely.
No.
No. Queen. She's got every single type of music out there. Country, rap, pop. Mm. R&B, like, she's getting it, exactly.
But also, like, performance, like,
she gives it her everything.
Other artists can perform like that. And you actually can't speak on it until you see her live. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Because she's singing the whole time.
She's singing the whole time.
And she's
the whole time, and she's keeping up with her dancers.
Like, come on now.
And sis isn't even out of breath. Like, I be trying to mimic her, and I'm like, like, she's there hip-hopping, locking and everything.
Did anybody watch her movie recently? Black is King?
I watched it.
Disney Plus. Was it good?
It was, okay, I'm not even gonna lie, I fell asleep, like, halfway through, because I was watching at, like, midnight.
Makes sense.
So it was kind of, like, my fault, but it was one of those things where it's, like, I kept looking, I'm like, Beyonce is so beautiful, like, that's the only thing I was, like, looking at. But, like, overall, it wasn't, like, I know there was a lot of criticism about it, but I didn't see, like, anything wrong with it, I guess.
Interesting.
Like, Michael has something to say.
Okay. The only thing that, like, the reason why, like, I was kind of like, you said, like, oh, like, nobody else can perform like her. I was like, yo, you're forgetting Michael Jackson, man. Don't ever... Like, Michael Jackson was just one of those guys.
You understand? Like, he's
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but in our generation, like, our generation of artists, right? Like, if you think about it, who else is up there?
Performer, yeah. Who's the top performer? I must give it to Beyonce.
Yeah, the 100% Beyonce bar. The only thing I had a disagreement with him was when she said, oh, like, you know, Beyonce was the ever, like, best person to ever, like, perform and stuff. But
I just think Michael, like, now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right, like, now, yeah, definitely Beyonce.
Because no one can top Michael. Michael used to bleed on stage. Like, that meant what is into it.
Yeah, Beyonce's on that level, though. She's like, if my feet are bleeding at the end of the night, I know it's a good performance.
This drop, and she didn't drop. Like, she fell back. If it was me, I would have just fell on the floor, like, whoop. But she dropped, got back up, and kept doing her thing. Like, it was nothing.
Also, like, we're forgetting that she performed while she was pregnant. Like, after she delivered twins.
Yeah.
So
that whole documentary that came out, insane in her work ethic. Insane.
And we're forgetting, too, that she can act. Like, she's a triple threat.
Did you watch Obsessed?
Yes, but of course.
What do you mean she can't act?
She can't act. She cannot act.
She can?
You guys are reaching when you say she can act. She can.
Did you watch Obsessed?
I've watched the movies that she's in. She can't act. She can't.
Did you watch her? The only one I'm thinking of right now is, like, Pink Panther. Like, that's the only role I've seen her act in.
Oh, yeah, honest. True.
And she wasn't good in that one either. It was so cringe.
I just feel like the whole movie was, like...
Nah. I don't know. I feel like that's debatable. But anyways, another unpopular opinion. Waffles are better than pancakes.
Hell no.
I feel like they are.
No.
I think so.
No.
So much better. What?
Waffles?
One
Come
reason.
On now. Okay, what's your reason, Michael?
Okay, first of all, I feel like waffles, like, I feel like if you cook waffles to, like, a certain extent, like, they just don't taste nice anymore. Like, I had waffles at Denny's, and then pancakes at Denny's, and I feel like pancakes just taste better. I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like you can just, you know, like, the whole, like, stack of it, it just feels better. I don't know how like to explain it, but it's just way better than waffles. I just don't have a good time of waffles compared to pancakes.
No, I feel that, because with waffles, like, if you don't do it right, it's just mash up. Like, if it's over warm, it's gonna be gooey and then ewy, and if it's too dry, it's gonna burn your throat while you're eating it. So, like, pancakes, it just can't go wrong. Even if you just put butter on pancakes, mwah, muy bien. Like, it's good to go.
Can't go wrong with pancakes? That's crazy. That's the craziest thing I've heard.
I feel like you could definitely go wrong with pancakes.
You can go so wrong with pancakes.
Let me tell you, the best pancakes I've ever eaten was made by Liz. Liz knows how to make the best pancakes.
No, I feel like the only time I'll eat pancakes is if it has, like, a nice crispy edge around it. That's the only pancakes I'll eat. But waffles go crazy to me. I don't know, they have a nice crispiness. They have a little fluff in them,
the
too. Crispiness,
the way the syrup just goes into the little pockets.
Mm-hmm. You could have it sweet or savory. You got options with it. Pancakes, it's one and done.
I don't think waffles, you can put things on it and it doesn't get all soggy and nasty.
Exactly.
Like, you can put, like, strawberries, blueberries,
chicken.
Apples. Chicken.
Can't you eat chicken and pancake?
I've never seen that served on a menu before.
I've never seen that.
Chicken and pancake. I'm going to try that. I might have to become a millionaire off of that one, because I know that would slap.
Did no one steal Val's idea?
That's all me. Just remember
you
this.
Might as well just, like, dip your Popeye's biscuit in syrup and call it a day.
I'm going to try that, because I think it would taste good.
I honestly could see that working out, to be honest.
Yeah, because a biscuit is, you know, salty, and then with the syrup, and then it's not, like, that's nasty. Never mind.
I would still try it, I think.
I'm going to try it out and let you know.
Okay. All right. And our last unpopular opinion for today is showering at night is better than in the morning. What do we think?
Tweaking. Absolutely tweaking, fam. Because think about it. Sometimes when it's summertime and, like, you sweat in your sleep and you don't shower in the morning, you're disgusting, bro. Come on. Like, think of, like, I feel like showered in the morning is, like, you know, you get fresh. Take off all that, like, that, like, nasty, you know, drew off your face, you know, you're proper. But compared to, like, you shower at night and then you wake up, you just go off your day? Nah. You have
to. But you're still technically clean because you went to sleep clean. But when you shower in the morning and then you go into your bed with all the dust that you took from outside and all the sweat and everything, all that germs, there's particles on your body. You go into your nice clean bed and then you think that, nah, that's nasty. Mm-hmm.
I also feel like showering at night is a safe bet because, like, you're at home, you're going to shower. But think about it. Whenever you wake up late or anything, what's the one? You're never going to skip brushing your teeth. You're not going to skip washing your face. You're going to skip the shower. At least at night, you're always going to shower.
And you're clean.
Your bed is clean.
Yeah.
And all the dirt and nastiness is not just caught up in your bed.
Like, imagine someone coming from a long day into your bed. And they want to cuddle up with you. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to agree with this at night. Because if you always shower at night, you're always going, your bed's staying clean. I never go into my bed with, like, outside clothes. I have, like, my house clothes. I have my bed clothes.
So I you like, shower twice.
Exactly. You could do that, too.
Exactly.
But the question is, one or the other?
The main one is at night. Like, you can shower twice all you want, but the main one, like, the one you're never going to skip is at night. Because, like, sometimes you're like, ooh, I want to feel fresh right now. Let me hop in the shower in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
But not always.
I feel like I shower, like, not midday, but, like, as soon as my day's done and I come home for the remainder of the night or whatever, that's when I shower. Because then I do my hair, you know, wind down. And that's me, like, settled.
I feel like showering at night just gives you, like, a calming type of, like aura, like that's when, like, you just hop in the shower, like, you just, your makeup comes off, like, all the, like, you wash away all the stress you had during the day, you just put on your pajamas, you clutch up in your bed. Oh, muy bien,
muy bien. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna stick with my night. Okay, so let's go on our first topic for today, which I think, like, everybody's either going home or settling down for reading week, and we're just thinking about, like, ways to de-stress. I know Brianna, for her birthday, visited this very nice place that she wants to talk about.
Yeah, so basically it's called Laurel Creek Conservation Area, and it's, like, 5 minutes away. I live on the, like, intersection of King and Ezra, so it's 5 minutes away. I meant 5 kilometers. It's 5 kilometers away from me. And yeah, they just have, like, really nicely marked out hiking trails and everything. It's just, like, nice in the fall because, like, all the leaves are changing colors and dropping down. And it just was one of those things where it, like, completely took my mind off of the fact that I had school and stuff. So, yeah, it was just, like, a nice way to de-stress. And I feel like you also just, like, don't get those opportunities to, like, have something so quiet and nice in your backyard all the time. I don't know, I live in Toronto, so something like that in Toronto is, like, really rare to find. But I feel like I just don't take advantage of, like, the fact that we live in a place that's more rural. They have these, like, nice things that you don't know about. Like, I never thought to think of, like, hiking trails near me till, like, a week ago. Just because we've been outside doing things because of, like, quarantine and stuff.
Yeah, and I feel like, if anything, I was thinking, like, the only real park I know in Waterloo is Waterloo Park. And, like, not saying it's not nice, because it is, but it's just, like, there's not really much options when you go in there. There's, like, that petting zoo area. And it smells. And then there's, like, that bridge. But that's basically it. There's not, like, you know, where you can explore and walk around and enjoy nature. But moving from that, what is everybody doing this reading week?
Nothing.
Nothing? I know it's Cecilia's birthday coming up.
Boy.
Turning 18.
Ooh, you're a baby.
It's actually just after reading week, so it's, like, it's the Tuesday after reading week, the 20th.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, staying, maybe a tattoo appointment, so
I was actually thinking that for my birthday too.
Everyone's trying to get for my birthday.
Sorry?
No, I said, like, everyone's deciding to get tatted for their birthday. My sister said, tattoo shop, here I come for her
birthday. The thing is, I wanted piercings, but they're not doing, like, I want a nose piercing. They're not doing under the mask piercings right now because of the numbers and everything. So I'm like, okay, now's the time for a tattoo. Like, I have the money now. So, because I know within, like, the next few months, like, I'm not going to have the money. So might as well just do it now. And yeah.
What do you want to get? Do you know or no?
Right now, like, my biggest, like, the tattoo I'm planning on getting is, like, my upper back. I'm planning on getting, like, a snake. Which is super basic, but it's, like, yeah. Like, just right down my spine. As well as I'm planning on getting, like, I'm thinking of getting, like, my mom's birthday or, like, my mom's handwriting on my hip.
Aww. That's really cute.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Any plans or, like, school stuff going on?
I feel like all my plans have been intercepted by this stage two closing because I live in Toronto, so I literally had plans to go out with my friends for dinners and stuff because it's like, oh, let me spend my birthday here and then I'll go home next week and do all these fun things, and now I can't.
Like, honestly, like, I forgot what it's like to even plan things with friends. Like, it's just something that's like, I didn't even think of doing anything this break. Like, I totally forgot this is a time to meet up with people you haven't seen. But I forgot, like, this has become so normal for me to not even plan anything with friends, just if I could just watch TV, like, if I have time to watch TV and just kick up and, like, just relax, I'll pick that over anything. That's enjoyment to me now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying too. Like, I just feel like I've been so busy lately, and I just want, like, some time just to myself to wind down.
Yeah, the thing for that I'm trying to do this week is that I'm trying to make, like, a home studio in my basement. So yesterday, like, I ordered, like, a backdrop and, like, a mount and, like, the studio lights.
Okay,
so,
go, like, off.
So, yeah, so I'm really just trying to, like, build that. And I already have, like, full photo shoots, like, for next week and stuff. So, maybe all next week I'm going to be shooting. So, yeah, that's my plan for this reading week. And I have an assignment due, like, on the 19th, so I have to get on that ASAP. So, yeah.
I feel like I have this problem during reading week where I literally take it as a vacation, but it's always the week after reading week where you have midterms after midterms, and this is not happening this time because every single year I fall for it. Every single year it's Sunday night, I'm crying, I'm mad at myself, I'm yelling. So this year we're gonna do it properly. Every day, 3 hours in the morning. Let's see.
Whoa. Okay, you know what, at least you got, like, a plan. Like, I feel like I'm the same ways where I'm like, I'm gonna get ahead of my work, you know, do extra readings, do what I can to help myself out later in the month. It just never happens. Like, never. I wake up at, like, 1 p.m. I'm like, oh, too late to start. Let's do something.
Day's already done. Might as well waste it.
Exactly. But, yeah, like, going back to, there's not really much options anymore since we're going back to, like, phase two. Like, I know Brianna was saying, like, she had a bunch of plans that got canceled. Like, what else are your thoughts on, like, going back to phase two, because I think it's necessary, to be honest, but it just kind of sucks that the timing of it, I guess.
I don't know. I feel like we've been having the most numbers in Ontario that we've had, like, since this whole thing started. So the fact that it took this long is crazy to me. But yeah, I feel like it's just one of those things we're going to have to deal with. And I also think, like, we're better prepared because we've been in, like, a worse of a situation, like, going from March to early June. So, I don't know. I feel like it's not, like, as long as the hair salons are open and, like, a 1-2 mall, we're good.
I want to get my nails done before my birthday, so they better stay open.
I'm gonna be so sad if they close because I've been really consistent with my nails, and, like, I don't want what happened last time where all my nails started to break off, they were all closed, and then I had to carry my raggedy daggedy nails like that. It was just, and it's like this whole COVID thing is just, it's so, like, I thought it would be, I literally thought it would end in July, but I thought wrong. But hopefully, like, I don't know. Like, I wish, like, it could just, like, all, like, just disappear overnight. Like, the skies could just evaporate. All the diseases can just go away. I don't know where, but just go away. This is looking like, it looks a lot more serious than, like, what we take it as. Like, I feel like it's just showing us that, like, oh, y'all thought we were gonna jump right back into it, but here's a little setback. Like, we might have to cool it just a little bit, but.
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I feel like this whole situation, I just wish it never happened. COVID never hit, but since it is here, just, like, learning how to adapt into this, like, new reality is just, I guess, challenging at first to maneuver, but I feel like we'll figure it out slowly. Following that, okay, we're doing a shorter show, just so everybody knows. Today, last time it was like the full 2 hours, now we're switching it up, but let's move on to our third topic of today. We're gonna start off with the Rihanna Savage Fenty fashion show. Like, did you guys watch it at all, or?
I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was, like, beautiful.
I thought it was amazing. Like, to preface this controversy, I just thought, like, her whole approach to this one versus the last one, like, she really took advantage of the fact that she didn't have a live audience and made it more of, like, a conceptual thing.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the set itself and, like, seeing how it was literally all in one room, just, it was like, all different, like, areas, it was insane.
Yeah, like, I swear it wasn't even that many takes. Like, the way it transitioned, I was like, wow.
And altogether, it was just, like, stunning. Because, like, I guess, like, most, like, if I'm comparing it to, like, Victoria's Secret, like, it's boring. It's boring. Girls are just walking up and down. It's not fun. Rihanna? She got people dancing, and you could really see how you can move and what the girls are wearing. Really? Nothing's spilling. Nothing's falling out. Like, I was shook. It's just, like, all together. Not even just, like, the items, the pieces she created were gorgeous, but just the overall performance and, like, the experience you get when viewing the fashion show. Oof.
Wait, have any of you guys bought Fenty?
Like, makeup, but not like,
no, I haven't gotten her like Savage Fenty.
I just see it all over Instagram every single time I scroll.
Yeah.
Talking about they are savage.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I want to like get it, but they're so expensive. Like,
some of the items are like not too bad.
I think it's the same price as like Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
I don't spend that much on it.
I just, the styles are pretty out there for me. Like, I wouldn't personally.
There were some cute ones. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't wear a lot of them, but there were a lot that were like,
I feel like she has like everything, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Any like,
you guys are giving, like, I didn't watch it personally, but the way you guys are giving feedback, like, I just wish it didn't have also like a negative turn.
I know. And like, even the first, like, her first fashion show had like some controversy with like the models wearing hijabs, like while walking across stage and stuff like that. It was that, but now I think the issue with this was there was a song called Doomsday, and with it they were like, I guess they sampled like Islam's prayer in the background, which is like, you have these models wearing lingerie dancing to, you know, your prayers, which is
kind of inappropriate.
So I don't know, what are your thoughts on that aspect?
I always, when this stuff happens, I don't understand like how people didn't flag things like that. You know, like,
how it went.
How everything proceeded. Like, why isn't, you have a team to, like, flag things like that, you know?
How did it, I think it slipped through.
I feel like it also has to do with the fact that, like, they don't really, like, I feel like it's, like, they don't really, like, I don't know, I can't speak for them, but I would say, like, it's maybe, like, of the fact that they didn't care, or they didn't see it as, to them, they didn't see it as a big deal, because they're not looking at the perspective of that, you know, of people of that religion, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Me as a person, I would never think to, like, do that, because it's, like, obviously, I wouldn't want someone coming, you know, doing something like that to my religion, or, you know, like, even, like, being as a Black woman, I wouldn't want anyone to, like, you know, appropriate or, like, kind of disrespect my culture. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you think to, you know, like, disrespect the religion, you know what I mean? But it's, like, a lot of these, like, corporations, they don't really, like, they don't take their feelings, like, you know, like, the Muslim community, like, their feelings into consideration. They're thinking, like, oh, it's, like, it's not that serious, you know what I mean?
I think, yeah, it's like, maybe they don't, like, hire people who are, like, of that religion or of that, like, ethnicity or culture to, like, provide feedback on that type of thing. So maybe she didn't have people on her board or whatever who's in charge of, like, the whole orchestration of the whole thing to, mm-hmm, say, you know, if you don't have that perspective, then obviously it's gonna go over your head, even though you try to be as, like, culturally sensitive as you can.
Yeah, I just think it's a shame. I don't know, I just think that, you know, we should be having, because, like, okay, when you're hiring a photographer, you're hiring someone that knows what they're doing, or videographer, you're hiring someone that's, like, versed in their craft. But, like, when you're looking at stuff like that, like, you should be hiring people, if you're gonna use, like, a religion, culture, ethnicity representation in your work, you should have someone there that can speak for it, you know what I mean? Mm. So, like, if you're using, like, I know Paris Gobel was the choreographer of the show, like, she's totally versed in, like, all the dancehall styles and stuff that she puts into her choreography. So, like, why wasn't that the same thing to avoid the whole problem, you know, to begin with?
Yeah, and especially seeing as, like, last fashion show, they had controversy with, like, the Muslim community, why wouldn't, moving forth, this fashion show, you have someone on board, like, learn from their past? I know she did come out with an apology and being, like, moving forward, this wouldn't happen again, yada yada yada, whatever, sorry for this. But I mean, like, it's happened last fashion show, I feel like you should fix the situation with this one, because it was honestly such, like, a amazing show minus the controversy aspect of it.
Yeah, I agree.
But maybe, like, have you guys ever thought, like, sometimes these companies do stuff just to get controversy, just to get views,
just get people talking? Yeah, for sure. Like,
maybe they're like, okay,
the Kardashians is all about that. That's what they're known for. Like,
yeah, I was even gonna bring up, like, Kanye, and I feel like when he, like, first wore the hat, then he dropped what was I Love That I Hate, you know, that album I'm talking about. Hold on, let me search it.
And it had the name that, like,
not most recent, but I think it was, like, Bipolar.
I feel like that was actually such a good point, because a lot of the times of, like, really controversial moments in celebrities, you never actually remember. I mean, they get a lot of clout, whatever, and then you don't remember why or when they, you know, became famous or for what. It's always just moving forward. Everyone forgets. They got the publicity and whatnot. Like, mm-hmm, you know, everyone forgets about why Kim Kardashian was famous. Like, nobody cares about that anymore. You know, here she is. Yeah, it took a while. But, like, you know, and then they go back to living their lives. They do something else controversial. And then, you know, they get more, just, like, more publicity. And then everyone gets mad. Everyone moves forward. And they're okay.
I feel like that, like,
a pattern.
Yeah, I feel like that directly relates to, like, the Tory and Meg situation. Mm-hmm. And just, like, the whole controversy with this, like, I don't know, when people ask me, like, my thoughts, I just don't want to waste my breath on Tory. That is my thought.
Yeah.
Because that's just, like, yeah, it just seems like he's a very insensitive individual, and I really don't want to speak on it until I know exactly what transpired.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, just seeing what is presented, like, played out right now, you know, gotta support my girl Megan. And, oh, I did, this isn't on the doc, but like her SNL performance, did anybody see that?
Yeah, that like made me like,
yeah, like, I saw clips.
Yeah, I saw clips too, and I was just like, I don't know, she's clearly just using her platform for good, so no issues with her. Tori, on the other hand,
I have a little
I have a question.
What?
I feel like okay, you know, you're gonna have the whole Malcolm X ad lib in the back just to shake, you know, your body. Like, why don't you do a song that's more, I don't know, like that's,
oh, like, instead of her performing Savage, she should have done like another
song. Like, honestly, she's doing her thing. She's doing her thing. Because I remember I saw her on Tumblr like 4 years ago, and I'm like, wow, this girl's actually gonna go play. But it's just like, okay, like, you're gonna make this big statement talking about respect Black women, all of this. Maybe, like,
make us create
something that's meaningful. Like, it's not everyday thing about I'm a savage, I'm a, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's,
yeah, I do get your point, but I'm also like, considering like what song would you have chose for Megan to perform out of her, you know?
She doesn't have one.
So exactly. So she's just working with what she got.
And I could also think about when little baby and Roddy Rich, they performed a song that they already had.
Mm-hmm.
A little inspirational thing in the front, but they still provide Brandon Lamborghini something.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. You know how easy it is to like get a producer to whip up an instrumental and you just do a little freestyle, like Anime did it on. You remember that song? What was his big song?
Aminé?
Yeah, I remember that song that he did. That song.
You see how everybody's cricket market? They don't remember.
You know, you remember that song?
Oh, was it Caroline?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why I was blinking on that.
He was talking about Trump. And he was talking about racism on the same instrument. You're telling me you couldn't have whipped up a freestyle? You can't get a producer to like, over drafts and drafts of beats. People on payroll who can provide them with that stuff. You can't tell me you can't make a meaningful song to put behind. If you're gonna go and do all of that, you can't do something more than sing a song about shaking your ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't do something more meaningful.
But then it brings the question, like, why does it need to, like, you know, like, why does, like, her whole try need to be meaningful? You know what I'm saying? Like, the whole point was just to respect Black women, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she just,
it doesn't need to have a whole track.
She was like, pause the track real quick.
She said, wait, hold up.
Moment.
Let's have, a second of being a hot girl and let's get serious. And then we're going to go back to being a hot girl.
But doesn't that like defeat the purpose?
It
like,
doesn't, because why can't you be a safe rock girl? Why can't people respect?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why can't it be like respect for women in all aspects?
It doesn't matter if you're
period.
It doesn't matter like what you are as a female. Like, if however you present yourself, you should be respected. Period. How is it that, you know, all these rappers make all these songs and we learn to, oh, we have to respect you. We learn that you're a Black male and that your life is valuable. So how come they can say a quick thing about da 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 and then go back to, you know what I mean? So it's at the end of the day, she just made her little statement, said, here's what I gotta say, let's get back to the track.
Exactly. And I also feel like, you know, people are tuning in because they know that track already. They know Savage. So she's like, I'm gonna play this track for a bit, pause it, send my message, resume. Because people are already tuning into it.
And it's kind of like when you see that, you're kind of like, ooh, Meg, and then you go a little harder when you're singing with her. I'm a savage.
I'm a savage.
I see.
I've been on TikTok too long.
I don't even be on there. I don't even have that app.
I don't know. I just feel like, okay, like, for example, I don't know if you guys saw, like, Lil Baby's GQ interview and how he made the song, The Bigger Picture, and they were talking about, oh, would you continue to make songs like that? Because that was like his charting song of the summer. Even though his album was 2 times platinum and whatever, like that song stayed on the charts for a hot minute. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna stay out of politics. And I just feel like, personally, like if you're an artist and you wanna like talk about, obviously it's not like Black people's job to have to continuously like inform people about it. But my thing is, like, if you already step your foot in, you might as well do the thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
But do you want to make a whole album about it?
No, no. Like, don't you have to ask about it if you're going to do it? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I was talking about with, like, the Megan Thee Stallion thing. Like, if you're going to make...
What would you, like, recommend them doing? Like, he made a song, so what else should he do?
I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about... I'm just relating it back. But, yeah. That's what I feel.
Okay. Okay, let's move forth. I feel like a lot has been going on about this, especially since we just had both debates recently. I don't know if you guys tuned into that because I only saw clips and messy. Yes. But the fly was popping. That's all I basically know about it. But anyways, elections are coming up, and I just want to know what your opinions are on that and just like the information presented to us.
I feel like as young people, we don't value our like our influence enough. We don't value the fact that we do actually have a voice. Like the age from the age of like 18 from when you can vote to like 25 is like one of the biggest categories for voting. But people just go, oh, I mean, I'm young. It's fine. Yeah. My vote doesn't mean anything. What's one vote, you know?
And, like, also on that, like, another, like, really, like, irritating thing I hear people say, and in a way, like, I can see where they're coming from, is when they're like, there's nobody good to vote for. You know what I mean? And it's like, they're right. There's nobody, like, you know, like, if you're looking at it right now, like, it's kind of like, who's the better person? But at the end of the day, when you really like figure out information and see like, you know, like past things and study their history as like a person and see what their values are, there's gonna be something that you're gonna be like, okay, you know what? You're not the best candidate, but like there's this part about you that I can trust that you're gonna pull out in your like, as like as a president. Because you saying, well, there's nobody good to vote for, oh, politics is just this, it's our world. Like, regardless, one of them are gonna end up there and we're gonna have to live with them while they're in the office. So it's like, it's so important for like people to actually like understand who's the worst and pick the better, like, you know, person, and also just figure out and understand other parts and elements of that president, because you're looking at their character, you're looking at their charisma, you're looking at all these underlying things about that person that makes them a little bit better than somebody else. Because at the end of the day, whoever decides to vote, they're gonna vote for one of them. And are you just gonna sit there and be like, oh my gosh, I hate them, like they're the worst? But you didn't do nothing, you know? They put this in place for you to pick somebody to use yours, like for you to have that right.
Yeah, I also think like what people our age forget is that a lot of like the things that get affected by, you know, like a person in power, say it be like the president or the prime minister, is that like, you know, a lot of things affect us. So like student loans and like where the money goes towards education, or like abortion laws, or like that is directly affecting our cohort and like our age group. Like it is affecting like, I guess, taxes and like taxpayer dollars, like more so us like growing up and our parents, like the end of our generation and our parents. But like a lot of like money spending and where it's allocated has to do with our age group. And I feel like a lot of people forget that. Like, remember when things came out, like the law changed about our free like drug policy under 25. Like, people don't understand, like, that is what you're voting for, you know what I mean? Like, it has a direct effect on you.
Yeah.
All these policies and stuff. So yeah, I don't know, I just feel like people aren't informed because we have the cop-out of like saying like we don't have cable, or like I'm not informed because I just like don't like to read the news every morning because it's depressing. But you know, what you're researching and how you're educating yourself is going to be a direct effect on like your like who you're going to vote for and like who you're going to support and what's gonna like eventually fall into place,
mm-hmm.
like different power structures, right?
So yeah, I've had an issue with my friends where it's like, oh, they're not really into politics. Like I have like three main close friends where it's like, they're like, oh yeah, I don't really know who I would vote for, and I'm like, well, have you looked into it? And they're like, no. And I'm like, we're 18, like we have to know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like something like the 25, you can get, you know, stuff until you're 25. Like for me, it's like I need an EpiPen because my allergies, my parents don't have insurance. That means I don't have insurance. That means I have to pay for an EpiPen every year, and EpiPens aren't cheap. So it's like, for me, that's the biggest thing. It's like,
mm-hmm.
I need these things, and it's like, I don't have insurance to cover it. You know, for so many years, it's like, I use my cousins because my cousin would get an extra one from his insurance. So I would use my cousins. And it's like, it's little things like that where it's like, it's going to change how we're going to grow up. It's going to change how, you know, younger generations are going to see our generations be like, oh, they don't really care about voting. Why should I?
Mm-hmm. I think it's also like really important when like educating yourself to find, like you said, like just like policies and what they're saying that coincide with your reality, and like not having like a false consciousness when it comes to day of to put your name on a ballot or whatever. Michael?
Yeah, like thing. I had like a similar like situation like last year when I was like voting. Like I heard that like Justin Trudeau was going to put like a lot of like funds for people that are, you know, disabled or like elderly people, right? And that like literally like affects me because I'm quote unquote disabled because I have like a condition called visual plexus, right? So I kind of limit how like I do stuff with my right hand. So like when I like kind of like read them like, whoa, like I don't hear that from like anybody else, and like I made that decision to, you know, vote for him. And I feel like a lot of kids don't like realize that all you need to do is really just go on the website or even like just like investigate just a little bit of your time to like research about how that person affects the way that you're living or the way that you're doing stuff. I feel like a lot of kids that are from, not kids, but like people from like 18 to like maybe like 23, like don't really like investigate as much as they need to.
Uh-huh.
I also feel like all the information is just so organized. Like you can go on sites and they'll have charts with like different policies literally saying yes, no next to different politicians, and you can tell which ones are offering this, you know, if you put them in office. And just all of this is just makes it like very clear. There are no excuses for you to not know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. I even feel like it was it last election or whatever, that Six Buzz dropped like a whole breakdown, even though it wasn't that correct, you know, like even on your timeline, you're going to be seeing like information like that. But I also want to ask a question because like, I feel like a lot of, I guess, not even like just like our generation, whatever, but like people in general are more invested in like US politics than like in Canada. I just want to see, like, do you guys agree with that? Or like,
for sure. I feel like I see more American politics, even in like Canadian news. Like I see a lot of American politics that I do about Canadian politics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like you have such like the Black Lives Matter movement having in America where it's like, it's huge, but you hear nothing about Indigenous people, you know, protesting.
So yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
Like, I don't know. I feel like our focus is kind of split in like not that great of a sense in terms of like, we're focusing on like how bad America is, but it's like, you know, Canada is just covert. Like America is very overt, and we need to like kind of look in our own backyard to see what we can do to better our communities, because Canada is not as well off as we think it is.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so yeah. Also, I fully forgot about this, but there's a first Black female representative as the head of the Green Party this year. I don't know if you guys heard about that, but
no.
Yeah. Yeah. She's ahead of the Green Party. She has like a really good message, and I feel like it would be of value for everyone to check it out, like even if you're listening to the show right now.
Yeah. Educate yourself at the end of the day. It's so important. Okay. I guess we can move on to our last topic of the day, which is a question Valerie brought up, and I feel like it could spark some interesting content. So the question is, do we need people or do we think we need people? And I want Valerie to explain that a little more and like what she actually meant with it, because she had an example and everything.
Okay, so what I meant is in a sense that I'll give you a little background. So basically I was trying to learn how to do this new hairstyle, like to sew it. Yeah. And I didn't know how to do it and I was struggling a lot. And I was like, man, I should just go get my hair done and pay for it. Mm-hmm. But then he was just like, Val, like just teach yourself. Like who cares if you do it bad the first time? Like just keep going, just keep teaching. And I said, by the 10th try, I'll probably get it down. But then I was thinking like, but then like people in hair businesses would, you know, they would lose their business if they didn't rely on people that were like, I don't know how to do it. Like I was thinking to myself, I'm like, is it okay to have imperfections so that someone else can come in and help you with it? Or should you actually just develop yourself to a point that you don't need people to help you? So I was just like, dang. So what do you guys think?
It's honestly crazy the way you put it like that. But I feel like you had like a valid point, and I think it's, if you can, I say like learn what you can, but also support like local and small businesses, because at the end of the day, so long as that there's a demand or money getting put into the businesses, they could keep it running. But I also think it's like important for you to feel that like self-accomplishment or be able to like, you know, have that satisfaction of being able to do it yourself, you know. Like, yeah. Options, I guess. I don't know. What is everybody else's thoughts?
I feel like there's no reason or, like, there's nothing you can't figure out how to do. Mm-hmm. That's just me. Like, if there's something that I want to do, there's really nothing stopping me, because we have, like, Google, we have these tutorials and all this stuff, and, like, now with like the day and age of like Amazon and just like delivery being so fast, you can get anything. We are fortunate to get anything, but I also do think that it's like a double-edged sword, because you know, like society is set up for us to be interdependent. Like mm-hmm. without us being interdependent, we're literally just gonna, like, society would fall apart. There would be no money to go anywhere because we would all just do everything ourselves. Like the money would just go to like 3 different corporations like Amazon or like,
yeah,
to get things, but like stuff like that, and then that would be it. So I feel like it's like either or. There's small things where it's like, okay, like cooking, for example, like you can't order out every single night, you know. You gotta like know
how to learn how to do that.
Breakfast, a basic lunch, and a basic dinner for when times are tough. But things like, I don't know, like your hair, right? Like support like your local business for that instead of going to like a really, like, I don't know, like a chain like hair salon that's just like profiting off of like a basic service that's gonna overcharge you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I only go to the people if I'm going to their house that do hairs in their house. I don't go to salons still. But
yes, yeah,
I just feel like, and then another thing that like came to my mind is that I just feel like there's just some things that, like, as much as you think you can like train yourself to do, like for instance, like my hair, I have really coarse, like natural hair. I can't blow dry it. I swear I've tried everything and I can't blow dry it. But when I go to like my hair lady, she makes my hair feel like milk, and I don't know how she does it, but I feel like it's worth paying her. Like I don't mind paying her. And I feel like when it comes to certain things like that, where it's just like, it's like doing it yourself is just causing you more stress and you're crying while you're doing it. Why? You might as well just go get it done.
No, I feel like that's a good point. But also I feel like Brianna was saying too, like, I feel like you should know how to cook. Like you should, I feel like, have like a basic understanding of like a few things, cooking, you know, do like a hairstyle that you know that if you're in like a time crunch, you can like go out in public with, you know what I'm saying? I feel like you need like some understanding of basically everything to like really get by. And then when you're really lost, that's when you need people. Yeah.
I feel like COVID was like like the time where we realized we really do need to like figure out, because we don't know when things are going to get shut down. You know what I mean? Like with hair and everything, it was like, okay, what am I gonna do now? So I learned how to like braid my own hair, and yeah, like it was actually great because like I think now moving forward I could probably do like my own hair and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you don't know like when that's gonna happen. Like even now, like are we not gonna be able to get our nails done, let's say? Like, are you guys going to be doing your own nails? Like, I don't know if that poly gel nail is going to work. Like, I've been looking at it on Amazon. I was about to order it. It's in my cart right now, but I don't know. Like, because my friend's telling me, like, she reached over one day to grab some more, a box fell off. Like, you know, she was over there just reaching for a cup, fell off. And I don't know what to do. Like, so I feel like I'm going off topic. But I just, yeah, I feel like it's really important to have some, like, basic things down, especially, like, with hair, for instance. Like, have, like, a good style you can do in case, you know, COVID-19, something like this happens again.
Mm. Also, like, all these guys with their barbershop, them not going to the barber, I don't know, using, like, the disposable razors for their lineups.
That's...
No way. Knowing how to cut hair.
Yeah.
That's true.
I seen all my guy friends are up there like, come to me, like, did it. I said, my bad, I ain't even mad at you, like, you know, you're doing a little one too.
This is so off topic, actually. But it's just hilarious to me that guys were crying over a haircut and they've been telling girls to wear their hair out natural, it looks nice, you know, just put some wash and go cream in it and you're good. And you guys don't have a haircut for 2 weeks and you're crying. Crazy.
I swear haircuts are like,
you know what,
they're equivalent to like makeup. I swear.
Like, no, I feel like
I've seen the before and afters. The before and afters are insane.
Yeah.
You guys have seen them, right?
Like, when I was looking at some men, I was just like, when they were like, you know, of course I accepted. I was like, this is your natural habitat. Like, this is you, you know? But then when they got their doodle, I said, hold up. They're like, it's crazy, the before and after.
I want Michael to speak because I know you're going to say something. You're just holding back. Michael is the only guy in the group.
But yeah, like I think Delina said, oh, like it's equivalent to makeup then. And it's really not. It's literally not. But I know like there's like a drastic change, like, you know, when like a guy's like, you know, looking kind of scruffy, you know what I'm saying? And then when, you know, gets his haircut. But I feel like with guys, it's just like, I feel like for black guys, especially like, I don't get my hair cut, like, I think I get my hair cut, like, probably, like, three times. No, it's, like, every 3 months, because I don't like getting my hair cut that. Like, I like just growing out my hair. Mm-hmm. Right? But, like, I know, like, my bro gets his hair cut, like, every, like, nearly every 2 weeks, because, like, he has beard and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he has to keep it proper, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like it's just, like, the status of, like, having, you know, like, have, like, a nice haircut, da-da-da-da. I feel like that's how a lot of guys, like, see it as, you know? But yeah.
So then the thing for me
is that guys are so quick to tell girls, why you have that wig on, why you have the lace front on, what are these extensions doing in your head, why can't you just let your hair out the way it is and not have all these styles every week? But as soon as the haircut can't be a fade into the beard, I just, like, it's a whole panic.
Yeah, for real.
Like, and like exactly like what you said, like I feel like I'm not even trying to come at men right now, that's for another day, I'm joking. But like, yeah, like on to what she was saying, like I feel like men are so quick to like tell women like, oh, like you don't need to do this, you don't, like natural is everything, like you, like a man, like my neighbor today with like a couple days ago was like, you don't need to wear makeup, you don't need to do long nails, you don't need, and it's just like, sir, like, you know, like, it's just like, I feel like they're so quick to come at women, and like, you make them feel like you guys are just insecure, but when it's their time, it's, no, it's different because this, that, that, and this, no, it's different because you can't compare of coloring your face to me shaving some of my hair, and it's like, it is different because even you just changing your hair can give you a whole different type of look. It can make you look fresh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also just like a confidence thing too.
Yeah, like it just has to do with like
that's about the truth.
And it's also like protect subjective styles. Like, these are styles, your hair's flourishing, like, underneath, mm-hmm. like, whatever wig, in braids, whatnot. So, like, I mean, I don't mm-hmm. see the issue.
Nah, but, like, I feel like men, I feel like, not all men, but, like, obviously, like, you guys talking about, like, the specific guys, but, like, I feel like some guys just really just go after whatever that they see, and, like, they don't really take in, like, you know, like, how it applies to them. But, yeah, I feel like, no, because, like, I definitely hear that, like, all the time, where, like, guys are like, yo, like, why do you have a wig on, da-da-da-da, like, especially, like, back in high school, because, like, I feel like they just don't know, you know what I'm saying, but some guys just don't really see what's going on.
Like, I could go in on this topic, but, like, say that, I really could, but.
I'm telling you, they're not ready for the conversation.
Do it.
No one's ready for that no one. Conversation, like, anyways.
I feel like, yeah, honestly, let's bring this conversation back for next week, because I feel like the topics we brought up also could be, like, a whole other half-hour conversation in itself. But I feel like, you know, come reading week, everybody still has their last bit of assignments to wrap up and stuff like that. So we'll end off the show right now. And we'll start with our shout-outs and track of the week. And let's start with Val.
Okay, my shout-out is going to all of you guys for having so much patience with me as I'm tripping to get into the Zoom call and just in general. And my track of the week, I know this is an old song, but what's that? You know the song, I'm like a whole brand new girl bussing. Girl, I'm bussing. That's my track of the week. I was at work and I'm like, whoa. I was driving to work and I said, I'm that girl. Don't even talk to me, seriously.
Okay, and Lena?
Okay, so my shout out's definitely gonna be to my parents because they got the Wi-Fi up and running this week. I don't know if you guys were here last week, but we were having a lot of issues, so this is good. I got to speak the whole time. And song, let's see, last song I was listening to, okay, Wake Up Love by Teyana Taylor.
Oh, track.
That's a track.
A track.
My shout out is probably gonna go to you guys because it wasn't like a cute thing, just none of my friends are gonna listen.
Did your roommates tune in last week? I hope they
did. They didn't tune in last week.
Shake my head.
It's okay, maybe this week, but I'm still not giving them a shout out because they didn't last week. Mm-hmm. And so the song of the week. Probably, I feel like Liz might have said this last week, but Dead Man Walking by Brent Faiyaz.
Okay. Michael?
Weird. My shout out of the week is going to my boy MJ. And also the song of the week, it was about my friend MJ. It's called 30. But yeah.
Okay.
Got some promotion.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Liz?
My shout out of the week is for my dad for driving me to the beauty supply store.
Oh, real one.
Before it closes.
But for real, I had to get my hot comb. And song of the week, I'm going to say album of the week, Savage Mode.
Okay.
I even bought the t-shirt because the visuals went high.
Okay, Cecilia.
My shout out is to my friend Shanai. I don't know if she's going to listen or not, but honestly, I might as well just shout her out anyways. My song of the week is Fun Girl by Summer Walker.
Okay, very nice. Okay, my shout out goes to my parents and my brother who are probably going to listen. I'll shout out Aaliyah too because, you know, she's feeling sick. I know she's feeling a little FOMO left out of this. And then also to Holly and Thomas. Those are my shout outs. And then my track of the week is Don't Let Me Down by Joy Crooks. I don't know if you know it, but it's a banger.
Don't let me down.
No, it's like, I'm not singing it. To be honest, I don't have a voice of an angel or nothing, but it wasn't that one. Okay, so everybody's done their shout-outs. Everybody's done their song of the week. I hope everybody has a great reading week moving forth. And, yeah, bye.
Bye. Bye.